As the silver whorl of the Tuscan's eye swelled steadily in the forward viewport, Luke began to feel a cold ache in the pit of his stomach, a growing sense that he was being studied. He glanced casually around the DR-919A's flight deck and found his companions intent on their work. June holding the control yoke firmly in both hands, Tarfang taking sensor readings and calculating hazard locations, Han studying the vessel's main power supply grid and muttering to himself in disgust. Whoever was watching him, it wasn't any of his companions. "Captain June, what did you do with those replicas you had before you came for Han and me?" Luke was sitting cross-legged on the floor, assembling a spare lightsaber from components he kept hidden inside R2-D2. "Are they still aboard?" June shook his head.
"I thought the assassin bugs might interfere with your escape, so I had Tarfang drop the entire cargo in the marsh."
"I was afraid of that," Luke said.
"I could have kept them?"
June gasped.
"No way,"
Han said, looking up from his work on the power grid.
"Dumping those bug houses is the first smart thing you've done in this mess."
Han turned back to Luke.
"So what's wrong with dumping the cargo?"
"Nothing. It just means the replicas aren't what I'm feeling." Luke still had the cold knot in his stomach, an ache that did not quite rise to the level of danger sense. "Someone's watching us." Tarfang jabbered in Luke's direction.
"You fucking ninja!"
"Of course someone is watching,"
C-3PO translated.
"We're in pirate space."
"Not that kind of watching," Han said. "I think he means through the Force."
June's face fell.
"The Dark Nest?"
"That's my bet," Han answered.
"They know we're coming?"
June's alarm began to fill the Force.
"The DR-919A isn't equipped for combat. Maybe we should turn around."
"Not yet." Luke looked out the forward viewport, where the silver whorl of the Tuscan's eye was shining so brightly that it really was beginning to look like the goggled eye of a Tuscan raider. "The Dark Nest may know we're here, but we still haven't found them."
"Tarfang says if anything happens to the DR-919A, you're paying for repairs."
"If there's anything left to repair,"
Han muttered, turning back to the main power supply grid. "These shields couldn't stop a micrometeor." "I'll see if I can improve our chances," Luke said. He reached out in the Force and immediately felt the crew of a sizable spacecraft closing fast from somewhere ahead.